Domnul Daule, by the second abaya, the first abaya was with the maskabais Javier Barbosa al Milivik, al maskalivik or al seichalivik. So that abaya was certainly nifshito. That it all depends if the Messiah Samatriches took place before the sunset of Yud Gimel, so then the Seicher is Mechuyev. And if the Messiah Samafteach was after the sunset of Yud Gimel, so when the Chiyuv took effect, so in whose possession was the Bais and the Maskil, so then our Maskil lived it. Now, here, there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Ran. You see, according to Teisves, so this halacha that im actually moslem afteches. So then, is chol arboso is a maskelivdeik is only true if there was no kinyan chazoke by the seicher. But if there was a kinyan chazoke by the seicher, even though the mafteach was not handed over to the seicher before the beginning of the 14th, so the Seicher is still Mechuyev because it's his house already. But if he wasn't Marzikes yet, so then it depends. If the Mafteches were handed over to the Seicher, even though the Seicher has not as yet managed to make a Kiyan Chazok in the Bais before the beginning of the 14th, he's Mechuyev. Why? Because he has access to the house. So even though he didn't make a kinyan chazok in the Bais, so it's his obligation to make the bdikah. But if the mafteches, the keys to the house, were not handed over to the seicher, and inasmuch as he didn't make a kinyan chazok either, so access to the house he doesn't have, and the kinyan chazoke he didn't make either. So mele, it's not his responsibility to abate the house. This is the sheet of Tejas. And this is what Tejas says. Umforesh rid hochesh amosale amafteach velo yeherzik. Umi sheyoyish biyodri mafteach kishechol yudalet chayev livdeik. The AC shame beyodim after a hechikonis the evdek. Miu in Nifkid or Mafte a base, it's Lord of Macheria in Haiva Nifkitli Betke, or Dafke Sheriz El Hazig by the Knesset. Of course, that goes without saying. Suppose he wasn't masked the house at all, he just gave him the keys. So then he's not the Huyev just because he has access to somebody else's house. He should have the responsibility of being made of the house. That's inconceivable. That's inconceivable. However, the Ram is chilik on Tisvus. And the Ram says that this Gemara's distinction between actually Mosolei Amafteach, Chol Arboso, so Al Amaskir, Livdeik, Vimshe Mosolei Amafteach, Chol Arboso, Al Asecha Livdeik, apply only to the case where the Seicher already made the Kinyan Chazok, when he already acquired the house. Still, even though he acquired the house, but if as long as the keys were not handed over to him, he has no access to the house, so is the Maskir's responsibility. After all, the Chomez belongs to the Maskir. And true that the house already belongs to the Seicher. I mean, the Kiyan Peir is the Dire. The Kiyan Guf, of course, still belongs to the Maskir. But the Kiyan Peir is the Dire, the Srustashmish belongs to the Seicher. But if he doesn't have the keys to the house, some Mele, he's not Mechuyev. He's not Mechuyev. If he has the keys to the house, and in addition, he already made a key on Chazoke, so it's his house, then it's the responsibility of the Seicher to build the house. But suppose he didn't make a key on Chazoke in the house, but he just got the keys, a key on Chazoke, the Seicher didn't as yet make. So the Ran and the Magid Mishneh say, it's like, Hifki Todom Aftea Beisei, it's Lolomach. That's the Machlek. Now, then, there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, and on that point, all the Rishonim agree with Teisves. And Rashi appears to be a strange shite. So Rashi says, "Im shemosar mafteach, pirush Rashi dimsiras mafteach eskeine, veinir el ri domar bimrube kishem shekar kishem shekar kaniknes bikesef b'shtar v'chazoke kach sviras kar kaniknes bikesef." ולאמרינון דמהנה מסיר הסמפתח, אלו כימן דאום העולי חזיק וקני, כי דאמרינון באפו. So in other words, so we see from the Gemara, in Bovakame, that the only significance of מסיר הסמפתח is, if he, the maskia, the maskia or the meicher, did not as yet hand over the keys to the Seicher, to the Likeach. So then, in order that the Seicher or the Likeach should acquire title in the bayis, so the Maski or the Mecher has to say to the Seicher, to the Likeach, Leich hazikukni. But if the Seicher, the Likeach, makes a king and chazoki in the house without the maskia authorizing him to make a king and chazoki, without the maskia, the mecher saying to the likeach, to the seicher, leich hazeiku kni, then it's not keni. There has to be an explicit authorization by the mecher to the likeach to make a king. To make it in Chazok. Mashin king, if the Mecher, the Maskir, handed over the keys to the Seicher, to the Likeach, then the Mesira Samafteich is in itself amounts to an authorization. So why is the Mesira Samafteich important here? Because if he was Mason Mafteich, even though he was not Kene, so then he has access to the house. So that's why he's Mechuyev, because he already has access to the house. That's how Teisves and all the Rishonim agree with Teisves. That's how they explain the significance of Mesiras HaMafteach. But Rashi says, the Mesiras HaMafteach is Kene, and that's contrary to the Gemara. The Gemara in Bavakame says that Mesiras HaMafteach is only considered as the equivalent of a say of an authorization of saying Leich HaZeikukni. Now, as I saw, I don't remember whether it's the Pnei Yeshua or the Tzlach. So, on Psochim, so they say that Rashi is made that Mesiras HaMafteach in itself is not followed any other chazoke of Noah or Goda or Porat does not give him title. But what is the Gemara in Barakami? But what Rashi means is this. Now, in this case, so the Seicher, the Rekeach, or the Maskir, or the Mecher, was not Chazer. Was not Chazer. In a Chaname, Rashi will be made. In a case where Ruvein is Mecher, a Bais to Shimon, or is Maskir, a Bais to Shimon, and the Mecher or the Maskir handed over the keys to the Rekeah, the Seicher, and then before the Seicher, the Rekeah, managed to make a key and chazoke of Noah, Goda, or Porat, so one of them was Chazer. So it can be Chazer, because it's not a key and chazoke. But Rashi Shiti is in the case where the Mecher handed over the keys to the Rekeach. The Maskir handed over the keys to the Seicher. And the Seicher did not, he handed over the keys, let's say, on Sunday. But the Seicher, the Rekeach, managed to make a king chazoke of Noah Goda Uporat on Monday, a day later. And no one is chazer. Now the question is, as of when does title become vested in the Rekeach in the Seicher? Does it become vested as of Sunday, as of the Mesiras HaMafteach, or it becomes vested in the Rekeach, in the Seicher, only as of the moment when the Rekeach or the Seicher makes the king chazok? So Rashi Shiti is, if there is no chazore, and ultimately there is a king chazoke of Noah Goda Uporat, so then title becomes vested retroactively as of the moment of the Mesiras HaMafteches. Why? Because inasmuch as neither the Mecher nor the Lekeach, neither the Maskir nor the Seicher was Chizia from Mechire from the Schires, so the Mesiras HaMafteach is considered as the beginning of the Chazoki. Because how is Chazoki realized? By Noah or Goda or Porat. So the Mafteach enables him to make a king Chazoki. For Noah. Of course, Chazoki can be done for other ways too, not after for Noah. But one of the ways of making a king chazoke is by using the keys, by Noah. So Mimele, if no one is chazeya, so then the beginning of chazoke is considered as of the moment of Mesiras HaMafteach. But suppose before the king chazoke, before the Noah Goda or Porat, the Mecher or Rekeach is chazeya, the Masker, the Secher is chazer, so then there is no king chazoke. But Rashi Shite is the Mesiras HaMafteach Haskeine, because in this case no one is chazer, and ultimately they made the king chazoke. So Mimele, the chazoke is considered to have begun with the Mesiras HaMafteach. I mean, one of them says either the tzlach or somebody else says that the shimkubetzes amsochim by Rav Gershuni, he mentions it, but it will be more mistaber to say that teretz and to limit Rashi Shite to the case where the Chazokeh was done by Noah. So then it's more Mistava. Even now, what is Chazokeh? Noah got our parts. So it's more reasonable to say that if, let's say, the Maskir handed over the keys to the Seicher on Sunday morning, and then on Monday, the Seicher made the key in Chazokeh by using the keys. So then, it's not unreasonable to say, since the Chazokeh was done through Noah by using the keys, so mainly the beginning of the Chazokeh process started with the Messias and Mafteach. But suppose the Mafteachs were handed over on Sunday, and then the Seicher made the key in Chazokeh not of Noah, of Godal, Poratz. He made a fence. So the keys was not a step in the Messias and Mafteach was not a step in the Chazokeh. So why should the Chazokeh have begun with the Messias and Mafteach? If the Chazokeh was realized through Noah, so the keys were a step in the Chazokeh. So then we can say, inasmuch as no one was Chazeya, so the Chazokeh has begun the moment with the Messias Mafteach. But if the Chazokeh was done, was realized through Goda or Porat, so there is no connection between the Messias Mafteach and the Chazokeh. So why should the Chazokeh be considered to have begun with the Messias Mafteach? So it's more reasonable to say the Teretz and limit it to the case, limit Rashi Shite to the case where the Chazokeh was realized to Noah. So then we say, since the Chazokeh was there ultimately, and no one was Chazeya before the King Chazokeh, and the Chazokeh was done to Noah by using the keys, so then the Chazokeh is considered to have begun not at the time when he's Noah, but at the time of Messias Mafteach. All right. Now, that's the first Abai. Now the second Abai. Boy, I mean, I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Hamaski obayis lachaviri barbo so. Chesko sei boduk. Oyein chesko sei boduk. Now the Rashi. Barbo so shachis. מי ברזיקינו לילאי מסקיה דיוודאי בודקי אמש כי מצווס חכומים אם לא אלוהי למה נפתי מיני? לשאל so what's the פשט? לשאל I mean, suppose he doesn't want to ask. He doesn't want to ask. So, do we assume that it's boduk or not boduk? So, the pshat is, I mean, Rishonim say that, because the Rashbo says in Chum that even though we rely on Chazokeh, but if Efshal Livareya, so Midrabonon, we are not allowed to rely on Chazokeh. We rely on Chazokeh, and many Rishonim apply it even to Rov. That, in other words, whenever there is a rov, but efshal livareya, so we have to be mivareya. So we have to be mivareya, if efshal livareya. But certainly it applies to Chazokeh. So mele, Das die Gemorre Abaye, haben das Gemorre Scheile. Maske weiß, habe ich auch Bosse Chaskosse, Bosse Chaskosse, ich komme ein auf die Mine. If he's available, the masker is in the city and he's available, you can reach him without difficulty. So why rely on Chazoke when it's possible to be Mivare? Let's verify it and not rely on Chazoke. Lishayle. So the Gemara says, the lesser lahai the lishil yule. La truche lahai, suppose he left town. He left town and he can't reach him. So it's efshalibar. So the question is, can we take it for granted that he's baruch? Or we cannot take it for granted. Liman afmin li shayle lahayim botkim lav, kigin lese lahay masker ni shayle mudboilen la truch lahay secheya, libdik nisofik mai. Oma lohu rab nachem ba yitzok nisuom, hatil nemonim, al biu chomet, afilu noshim, afilu avodim, afilu ktanim, everybody has nemones and biochomets. Noshim afil avodim afil uktan. So my time in Hemne. All right, let's forget noshim avodim. But ktanim, so it is obvious that ktanim don't have nemones. The cotton is not even there. Why should he have nemones? So the question is, why should Ktanim have nemones? My time in Hemne. Love, Mishum Dechaskosi, Boduk. Because it is Boduk as it is. Because of Ahakel Haverim Heim Eitzel B'dikas Chometz. So the Tarzan at first, the Makshin, the one who raised Abaye, he asked the question whether it's Cheskosi Boduk or in Cheskosi Boduk. Or in Cheskosi Boduk. So the Tarzan tried to deduce from this Braise that even Ktanim are Nemon and Ktanim don't have Nemones. That's how the Tarzan assumed. Tanim don't have nemones, even in the Rabbonon. So why should they be nemon? Obviously, it's because without nemones, we can rely on it. Now, so if without nemones, we can rely on it, so why does the price even have to mention? The answer is, as the Gemara said before, so even when there is a chazoke that it's Baruch, but if it's actually Bare, we have to be Nibare if he's in the city. So Mimele, that Braise, that's how it is explained. That Braise has reference to the case where the masker is in the city. And it's possible to reach him, to go over to his house or to call him up, and verify it. But if he caught him, even if Cotton says it's Bodo, we don't have to bother to verify him. Because otherwise, if it's not really the Cheskos Bodo, why should the Hagode by Cotton be effective? My time in Hemne, lav mishum the Cheskos Bodo. So, Mikar Adin is Cheskos Boduk even without the Hagode of the Ktani. But since it's actually Vare, we have to be Mivare. So, without the Hagode of the Ktani, we would have to be Mivare. With the Hagode of the Ktani, we don't have to bother to be Mivare. Because over Hakel Chavirim Rehim, it's up because Chomets. The Tanya Chover Shemes, Vinyach Migurum Leoperes. Afilo ein bnei eimon, הרי אם בחזקס מסוכונים, נעלה סירה. דקסובך הייתנה, הקל חביר מצובדיקה, ואפילו המהורת. ובדובר שהוא מורזק, חובה מרזיקים עלי, שלאוב הזמן היעד שעשו. דיטניה חובר הנמר המאסרס ומס והניח מגור אמריו פריס אפילו הם בני אימון שנסמרחו היעים הרי הם בחזקס מסוכונים דיוודאי לא יוצא מתחסיודי עד שגומר הכל מתפוסי ואוכנה מקידן דאף המאורץ חברים מנהלת דיקה חזקוסון שבודקו נראית סוד גמור So, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it, assumed at first that the reason is why the Braise says even Ketanim Mar Mehemen is because without the Agudah by the Ketanim there is Chazokis Bodok. Why? In the same way as a Chover from Chochem so Shemesh V'niach Migurum Leo Perez So here, even Amhoras is like a chomer. What's it? After all, there the price explicitly distinguishes between a chomer and Amhoras. Why should we say that vis-a-vis b'dikas chomets, so even Amhoras has the same din as a chomer? What's the pshat? But from this Gemara, we can see the real meaning of all the Gemaras in regard to Amhoretz. And Amhoretz is not Leon Maisos. So somebody who is ignorant could think, and somebody who is ignorant, like the people today, today people are ignorant, you know. So when they see that the Gemara says, the Halacha says, that Amhoretz is not Nemunah Maestres, they say, oh, the Halacha is not fair to the Amhoretz. All right, we don't trust them. We don't trust them. The answer is, when the Halacha declares that Chover, so say, that Chover is... חזוק על חובר שנמייצים את החסיון לדובר שני מסוכון so it doesn't mean דווקא חובר is נמייצים את החסיון לדובר שני מסוכון a Jew in general חובר or not חובר is חזוק שנמייצים את החסיון לדובר שני מסוכון but we say Amhoretz is חושב because Amhoretz, unfortunately, Amhoretz doesn't mean somebody who didn't learn Torah. Amhoretz means someone who is not Zohar mitzvahs, who doesn't observe mitzvahs, who is not scrupulous in regard to Shmiras and mitzvahs. So unfortunately, they show themselves that they are not them. So it's not because we don't apply the same chazoke that we apply to a chover, we don't apply to someone who is an Amhoretz. And Amhoretz means someone who is not a Shema Mitzvah. Doesn't mean Amhoretz someone who doesn't know how to go over a Pasuk in Chumash. Somebody who is not even, who is not Zohar Mitzvah. So unfortunately, he showed himself not to be them. So it's not because we don't apply the same chazoke to a Jew who doesn't observe mitzvahs, but because he proved himself to be unreliable. So the same thing would be true. Suppose you have a Talmud Chacham who is a Boki Bishas. Who is a Boki Bishas? So, well, today you don't find such Jews, fortunately or unfortunately. But I remember Jews, let's say, 50 years ago in New York, I remember Jews who studied in yeshivas in Europe who could quote dap in Gemore in all of Shas. Just like that. Svochim, Noches, Pchelos. And the Onachima Mitzvahs, they are totally unreliable. So, it's not that we say, and I'm Horetz is Hoshut, is not Nemor. Because we don't apply the Chazoket to Namoretz. Because Amihoretz prove themselves unreliable. So that's why we don't apply the same Chazoket, Chazoket al-Chover, Shinimitzit, Mitachaskeri, Dover, Shinimitzit. Because he proved himself. How can he apply the Chazoket? And the same thing is true of the biggest London. If he proved himself unreliable, so then he's not reliable. So Mele, that's why the Gemara says, Mishum dikosoba hakel chavir mimilstilkas chomis. Ditanya chovash emeis viniach migurom leoperis afilohim neyemon. Hareyem becheskas mesikonim. So, but there it says only chovash emeis, not amoret emeis. Because amoret, unfortunately, proved himself unreliable, but only in respect to the Issa Tevel they proved themselves unreliable. But in respect to the Issa of Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzeh, fortunately they did not prove themselves unreliable. So if they did not prove themselves unreliable, so maybe the same Chazoke that we apply to the biggest Godel, we apply to the biggest Amoretz. It's not a chazoke that is limited to Talmud Chacham. It applies to every Jew. That's the chazkashos of a Jew. But unfortunately, insofar as the Issa Tevel is concerned, so we have statistics that they are not reliable. So how can we apply the chazoke? And if we have the same statistics in respect to a God, to a Tom Tochen, so we also say it's not reliable. But only insofar as the Issa Tevel is concerned, so they prove themselves unreliable. But insofar as the Issa Bar Yochai is concerned, they didn't prove themselves unreliable. Some mele, the same Chazoke applies. Tanya Chova Shemeis Viniach Migurom Leoperis Afilim Neyemon Hareim Becheskas Misikoni Umimai Dil Moshane Hoche Mishum Dikom Rahane. How do you know that the reason as to why they are Neemon is because even without their Hagode, so we can take it for granted that it's Becheskas Bodo. Maybe it's because of the agode of Tanim, but because of the agode, Dilmo Shana Hoche Mishmukam Rahane, Ota Amira Dahane Midema Moshi is Bey. Can the agode of Tanim be considered of any value? Elmai de Cheskosi Boduk, Hai Hakl Nemonim, Kolabotim de Cheskas Dukin, Barboso Meboele. So you say that it's because, primarily because it's Cheskas Boduk without Agode, so then the Loshna Braise should not be Hakel Nemonim. But Kol Abotim B'Cheskas Dukim B'Arboso Meboyle, Elamai Misha Amire De'ane, Holy Amra Ane Loi, Tifshet Minei De'in Cheskas Boduk. So the Gemara says, Leilo Meimelo Cheskas Boduk. Ochen maskinon di murzeklon de loy boduk. So vi kam rahane batkinu mau di teime loylimni u rabonon komash milon kim di kas chomes mit rabonon u di mit reisen bitl baume sagelei hem ni u rabonon bit rabonon. Now, so the Gemara does not say in so many words whether it's Becheskas Boduk or it's not Becheskas Boduk. But the Gemara says the Gemara says Now, look at the Loshon of Rashi. וממאי דהו דיקטון הנמון אין טיימים שמדק על חברים מייצל דיקה דילמין המורץ חברים על כך וטיימים שמדק אמרה הנאון רואים שבודקו כל הבוטים בחזק אז בדוקים מבויל למסנה ולהבל מסלה במירה דהנה ומקשין און אלו מליטו לבמירה ודאי כלמידק הולי אמרה לוי אם כי מייקו מבויל היטיב שתמנה ידין חזק הזה בודו שאני מהור לקל מידק ומפשט מידי דיקלוק מלהוק אין די מורסקלון בהיידו לבודק כאין שרואינו תורו דו יוצום בידיים לדרך ואמרה הנה אנחנו בתקינו נעת גם תקינו so כמאש so in other words so the Gemara says that we cannot be patient. But we can say that Cheskosa is Boduk. And if it's Cheskosa Boduk, so why does the Braise say Nemonim? Because the Braise refers to the case where it was Becheska Shaloi Borak. Becheska Shaloi Borak. Not Stam. And then, so if they say, but can you, so then the anemone, even ktanim, if noshim avodim o ktanim, why? Because since midraise bebitul baum mesage, so it's only midrabonon, so memele, even noshim avodim o ktanim anemone. Now, בביטל באו מדכסיף תשביסו, ולכסיף סיברו, ואשבוסה דלי בי אשבוסה. בדרבונו נבניו רבונם בחיוב דלעשה אלה מדרבונון. די מצריכו ומתירו לסמיר במרוסם של אלו, וכיה בידיהם להמינם במידה לב דרעייסה. Now the question is this, does the Gemara say it only בדרך תחיה, or the Gemara is saying it a little bit emes. So, the Pashas Aloshin is because of the Shachle Vitaria that went on. So the Gemara said, Elamai Mishma Mira Da'ane, Hole Hamra Hane Loi, Tifshet Meini Cheskes Vadok. So the Gemara says, no. So that the Gemara says, "Loi leila meimalo cheskosi boduk, v'ochem mayaskin on the murzik lom de loi borak." So in other words, so there is no hechach from the price, because we could interpret the price in two ways. There are two alternate explanations of the price. One alternate explanation of the price is that minastam itzein cheskosi boduk. And in this case, so it's all right because of the Haggadah by the Ketan. But then you ask, what kind of significance does the Haggadah of the Ketanim have? So again, as the Gemara says, because Midraise Bitul Baal Mesage, and only Midrabonon, so in New Rabon Midrabonon. That's one explanation. And the other explanation is that Minastam it's cheskosi boduk, but here the price is reference to the case where Musik lon shaloi borak, and again some mele because of the agode, so it's the money. Why the money? Because with the price is last night. So there is no hechach how to explain the price, but the Ram says and other Rishonim say the same thing. Hoche, kidn die Paschte Rab Nachmen, und mit der Rabonnen hu, die mit der Reise, בביטל בעל מסגלו, נקטינון כבוסי, דיחסקוסי בודוק. דיחסקוסי בודוק. So the Ran emphasizes that the reason as to why we pask in Cheskosi Bode, because it's a shayle only in the Rabbonon, so mele yitzveike likule, and in addition, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok at first said this way, because Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said at first, Nisuo, even though then in the Shakla Vitaye, of the Gemara, in the discussion, the Gemara said that there is no hechech, because maybe it's because of the Hagodah of the Anoshim Avodim Uktanim, it's Anoshim Avodim Uktanim, and we could say that Chaskose Eini Boduk, but because of the Hagodah. But since it's Shalim the Rabbonon, Seiki the Rabbonon is like Kule, so mele we appreciate it as Kosipot. That's how the Ran explained it. All right. Now let's go over the Tesfis. Lav mishum de cheskosi boduk. Teime mais hal gedaitoch. Diebe cheskosi boduk. What was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok hal gedaitoch? Diebe cheskosi boduk. Im keim mai zorech amir ad hanekal. So that's what the makshin is asking. Gumaid lume shanochem shum gehana hanel. אתה אמיר דהנים יורד בי, אל מייך ובחג הגמונים, כל הבות וחזק בדוק עם הבוסו מבוא אליי. So what was the soul כדאי תורו of נחם ביצחוק? ואם ראי, די מיירה כאין שבא לבייס בי, רב רגע וחזקו סי בודו, כי בלי סבי הצורך לשאול למנו, because if אפשר לבריה, so מדרבונו לחתחילה הוא יפת מבריה, ולוחם הנה אמיר דהנה דלו ישאלי, אבל גבי טבל סמכינו נחס כסחובר ואין צורך אפילו לשואל היה משום דחים ששליח לי לאחל מסתומת תקנו של יובל די מרחשל. So why don't we say in the price of חובש המייס אפשר לברר let us be מברר. Well, maybe the children know, maybe not. All right, so then we'll rely on the Chazoki. But we can ask the children, did you observe your father taking off maizches? And there it's not mentioned that we should try to verify it. So, hayne mishum dechim shesholeach li leachil mistome tikno shel yovel di mirche, avol gabim dike afilu lo yie boduk, lo yie kol kach mirchel, lekach tzorch li shoyel, imu b'yir, umosi ki chaskosi boduk, כל הבוטים בחסקס בלוטים מבוהדוקים מבוה אליי, ומילי עדינון דמירו דהן מהענה, ואין צורך לשאול למנו, אפילו אם הוא בעיר, ואי פירש ריס, אל כדאי תוך, דאמרה, דאירה דאמרה, הנה לא יויו בודו, כבר נעם בודקנו, די חסקוסי בודו, כי זמנו, מי גדי בו יש עסקי, אבל לי אין חסקוסי בודו, המי מהם לי, ופורך יוחק כל הבוטים בחסקס בלוטים מבוה אליי, מילי ידינון דמהנה במי. נא, מדרייסה בביטל בעל מסג, פירש בקונטרס, מדרסיף תשביסו, ולו יקסיף סיברו, על מהשבוסה בלב. So, what does Rashi say? How do we know that ביטל is enough מדרייסה? Because the Torah says, Tashbisu seya mibateichem. And the Torah, why doesn't the Torah use the usual expression? Sivar. Tashbisu is not a common expression. So apparently, that it's not necessary to mamish destroy the chometz physically. by burning it, or let's say by crumbling it into tiny particles and then throw them in the air or in the yam, but without a physical destruction. Just by bittul is also enough. Al ma'ashbosa bilele v'kosha liri da'ay ashbosa avori v'loi bittul d'itani b'shmaitzim d'afei Rabbi Akiva Meir in Tzorich. In other words, we don't have to resort to the posik of Leishishchat Alchomiz Dam Zifri to learn out that Tashbisu is Erev Pesach, because it couldn't be Pesach, because Tashbisu is Reife, and Sreifi is a Meloche. It's also Rayon Tef, only Litzir Echol Nefesh, but this is just Litzir Mitzvah, not Litzir Echol Nefesh. So Meli, it is also. So we see that Tashbisu consists in Sreifi, not in Bittul. Not in Bittul. Itayim Mishpayim Rabbi Kivei Meir Tzorech Harayim Meir, in Tzorech Harayim Meir Tashbisu Motsin Lavor Shal Meloche, that the ach implies that half of the day is muter and half of the day is osir. It's osir to possess. So that means that Tashbisu is Mishay Shoyis Lemailo. Tashbisu Mishisho Yisulamailo. So, after Chatzeis, and after Chatzeis, Bittul is not effective. Now, the second Kashe by Teisves is no Kashe against Rashi, because Rashi is Shitose. You see, and Dafyud Veis, turn to the Gemore, Dafyud Veis, Omud Beis. Eisve Rabine Lirove, Omer Rav Yude, Yudveis, Omud Beis. Is the 27th line from the top of the Amen. Eise Rabbeinu L'Rov, Omer Rav Yude, Eimesai, when do we say that the mitzvah of Bio consists in Sreife, Shaloi Bishas Biurei, Avor Bishas Biurei, Hashbasosi B'chol Davar. Now you don't have to go over the whole thing, but just these two lines. So Rav Yude says that Sreife is a requirement only Shaloi Bishas Biurei. But Bishas Biurei, then there is no Kpeide on Sreife. Can be beholdable. So how does Rashi, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Jesus. Let's see the Rashi here. The third big line in Rashi, Shaloi Bishas Biurei Bitchila Sheish V'chol Sheish De'akate Midrais Ishore. So it's still Muter Ba'achile and Ba'anoye Avol Bishas Biurei B'sheva Shu Muzam Natere Hashbersose B'chol Dabo. What it means, Shaloi Bishas Biurei, Shor Shishis. let's say in an equinox day, between 11 and 12. Between 11 and 12. And when I say 12 in the equinox day, I mean standard time. Not today when there is daylight saving time. So Shor Shishis, then there is a din of Sreipe. But Efter Chatzeis, doesn't make any difference. Sreipe or Beholdom, that's Rashi Shita. So why Shor Shishis called Shaloi Bishas Biurei? Because until Chatzeis, so there is no must as yet. Well, anyway, this is how Rashi explains. Emesai, Shaloi Bishas Biurei, Pirish HaKontres, Shaloi Bishas Biurei, Bishesh, Uvishas Biurei, is as resource beholdovo, even according to Rabbi Yudeh, is Bishas Biurei Mikam Veilich, so then is beholdovo. All right. Vikoshal Rabbetam, Heich Yamtin Acheva Livare, anyway, so, Umforesh Rabbetam, now, this is the important thing. Di Shaloi Bishas Biurei Haine Acha Sheish, Shereivo Eilo Mivarin Bishesh, Kitikon Chachomi, Vitaine Tam Yishmiyalif Neiser. The Gemara says that why does Rabbi Yudah require Sreife? Because you learn out from Neiser. Neiser is also Banoye, and Chometz is also Banoye. Neiser is also Banoye, so how is the Biur of Neiser realized through Sreife? The Torah says explicitly that we have to burn the Neisa. Vanisa Rabbeika Beish is Refen. So Chomes also Sreipe. And Neisa is Lachar Isure. It's already Osa Banoye. Avo Bishaz Biure, Dehaine Bisheish, Kid Mishenu Mitzuve Levare, Yelam de Rabbonon, Saad Vesas Vecholdova. So I mean, Teisves Shite does not require any explanation altogether, because Teisves explains just the reverse, the opposite of Rashi. In other words, Emesai that it requires Reifet Avke, Shaloi Bishmas Biurei, Shaloi Bishas Biurei means Achashesh, because that's not the regular zman for most Jews to destroy the Chometz. Most Jews destroy the Chometz when? Before Chatzis. Because midrabonon, you are mechuyev to destroy the Chometz before Chatzis, because before it becomes osa banoye midraisi. So mele, so when is there a chiyuv of sreife? Lachas man isure. When it's already osam midraise ba'achile and ba'anoi. That's after Chatzis. Aval bisman biurei, when is the derech of most Jews to destroy the Chometz, when is that? Between 11 and 12? Before Chatzis? So then, even Rabbi Yudah is made it. He doesn't have to burn it, Afke. He can destroy it by throwing it into the sea. Into the water, you see. So that's Teisa Shite. But Rashi Shite is the reverse of Teisa Shite. That when is the Rechi of the Rice of Sreifet Afke Shor Shishis? But after Shor Shishis, so then it is, there is no chiyuv of Dafke Sreif. He can destroy it for any means. Now, why is, according to Tesis, you understand as to why Efter Chatzis is called Shaloi Bishas Biurei? Because Shaloi Bishas Biurei literally means when it's not the usual time to destroy the Chometz. When do most Jews usually destroy the Chometz? before Chatzis, because with the Rabbonon we are mechuye mechatchile to destroy the Chometz before Chatzis. So Chatzis. But according to Rashi, the Shaloidish as Biure means Kedem Chatzis. Why is it called Shaloi Bishas Biure? So according to Rashi, Shas Biure means when it's osir to be possessed. Now, when is Chometz osir to be possessed? Eflecha says, and Rashi Shite is, happens to be the Dalet, the Vov, and the Mokame, the Choptes, the love of Bali Roye, one is Eveya, Nadavke, the night of the 15th. It begins at Chatzis of the 14th. So in other words, so et Chatzis, Erev Pesach, Leacha Chatzis, then there is a Niser to possess Chometz, love the Raisi, but Kiyem Chatzis. There is no Niser to possess Chometz. So Kedem Chatzis is called Shaloi B'Shaz Biure. Shaz Biure means when it's also to possess Chometz. When is it also to possess Chometz? When is it a Nisa to possess Chometz? After Chatzis, so then there is Bal Yeroi according to Rashi. But Kedem Chatzis, there is no love of Bal Yeroi. There is no love of Bal Yeroi. It's Kedem Chatzis. Some mele, it's called Shaloi B'Shaz Biure. You see, Shaloi B'Shaz Biure. According to Teisves, Shaloi B'Shaz Biure means the time when it's not usual to destroy Chometz, because most people destroy the Chometz before Chatzis. So when is Shaloi B'Shaz Biure not in the usual time when Jews destroy Chometz, that is after Chatzis? According to Rashi, Shaloi B'Shaz Biure means prior to the Iser, to the Zman, when it's Oser to possess Chometz. When does it become Oser to possess Chometz? After Chatzis. But so that's Shaz Biure. And Kedem Chatzis, there is no Iser to possess Chometz. So mele it's called Shaloi B'Shaz Biure. Anyway, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves and Daf Yud Beis whether the mitzvah of Sreife, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is before Chatzis or after Chatzis. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Sreife Davke Mitashbisu is Kedem Chatzis. And according to Teisves, it's after Chatzis. So he says, Veidi Tashbisu, so Teisves Kashi, against Rashi, Veidi Tashbisu Amrino Likamo Me'acholak, Shehu Mishay Shoyis L'maylo, V'achar Yisura L'imhane Bitl. So in other words, so Teisves says it as a bit of a poshut, that Ach implies we divide the day into two halves. One half prior to Chatzis, one half after Chatzis. So, Acholak implies that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is after Chatzis. That's the Sishitose. That conveys, Abraham, that according to Rabbi Yute, the Tashbisu is Bisreike, so that's Dabke after Chatzis. But before Chatzis, there is no mitzvah of Tashbisu. But according to Rashi, Emisai Shaloi Bizman Biure means Kedem Chatzis. So that means that the mitzvah of Sreife is Davke Kedem Chatzis. So in the middle, there is no Kashi against Rashi. If Rashi had held, like Teisves, that the Mikiyuma mitzvah of Tashbisu is after Chatzis, so how could Bittul come within the mitzvah of Tashbisu if the mitzvah of Tashbisu takes place after Chatzis, and after Chatzis is also Manoye, so it's in the Shusi Shalodom, so Mele, he cannot be Mevatel, it's not a violent to be Mevatel. So it's a strong kashi. But Rashi Shita is not like this. The mitzvah of Tashbisu of Sreife is a little bit of Dude Kedem Chatzis. So Mele, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, it only the bitl is also Kedem Chatzis. Kedem Chatzis is not also Manoyes yet. So he's a bailim, so he can be mevate. So that kashi is no kashi. That kashi is no kashi. Now, but the first kashi appears to be kashi against Rashi. The first kashi. How can Rashi say that bitl is implicit in Tashbisu when Rabbi Akiva says that it cannot be? He says so there is no first kashi and second kashi. In other words, there is no first, there is only one kashi by the ri. Vikoshel ri, the hayash bosa avori, viloi bitl, ditani bishmaita rabbi kiva imeya, in tzorech harim at hashpisu, motzinu avore she'av meloche, veidi hashpisu, so motzinu, or this is the first kashi, umotzinu la'avore she'av meloche, so that's the first kashi. The first kashi is, the second kashi is Tashbisu Amnul Kama Ma'acholak. And then the first kashi is, but Rabbi Akiva says that Tashbisu consists in Sreife, not in Bittul. So the first kashi is not a kashi either, as the Ramban and the Ran say in Rashi. That true, Rabbi Akiva says, Tashbisu consists of Sreife. In other words, if he was not Mevatel, if you are in battle, as the Ran says, suppose he doesn't want to be in battle. He doesn't want to be in battle. Bittl is an internal thing. What does Bittl mean? Bittl does not consist just of lip service. Somebody has chometz in the value of $2 million, and then you will say, well, so let it be considered like after the hour. But we know that he doesn't mean it. He'll do everything short of murder, not to allow anybody to take away his $2 million homage. So that's not bitl. Bitl is an internal norm. I mean, in other words, he has to feel that he has no regard, he doesn't care. But if he, in his heart, he has the highest regard for it. But he says, with his lips, he says, it's gafadar, then it's no bittle. So in such a case, if internally he does not have a contempt for the chometz, so then the only way to be mikayim tashbisu is through sreife, according to Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yude, by fear of zera l'ruach, whatever. So in other words, so there are two ways, the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban and the Ran say that according to Rashi, so Tashbisu can be fulfilled in two ways. Either through a physical destruction. Physical destruction means an objective destruction. When you destroy the chometz, let's say you burn it, or the Rabbanim say, not after burn it, you crumble it into tiny pieces and then you throw them into the water. So it's also a physical objective destruction. It ceases to exist objectively. And then there is another Tashbisu. There is another way of fulfilling Tashbisu. Not by physically destroying it, by objectively destroying it, but by subjectively destroying it. In other words, if internally he entertains the sincere feeling, now remember, it doesn't mean lip service, it means if internally he entertains the sincere norm that it doesn't exist for him, he doesn't care for it, so subjectively it doesn't exist, objectively it still exists. So there are two kinds of destructions. There is an objective destruction insofar as the objective destruction is concerned. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonon whether it has to be realized dafke through sreife, or it can be realized through any method of destruction, even before b'zeir l'ruach. And then there is another method of destruction, subjective destruction. So in other words, so really, you see, Tesvis, in final analysis, is only asking one kashe against Rashi. The second kashe is only kashe if Rashi had agreed with Ramatam Shite that Shaloibi Shazbiure would mean after Hatzis, then it would be kashe. But the fact is that Rashi is really kan Ramatam, and Rashi holds that Shaloibi Shazbiure means Davke Kedem Hatzis. So there is no second kashe, there is only one kashe. The second kashe is a kashe if Rashi had agreed with Tesvis Pshat in Shaloi Bishas Bumoi. That's why Tesvis mentions it. But Ali Bideme, since Rashi is Chilikan Rabbetam and the whole Shaloi Bishas Biure is Kedem Chatzai, so there is no second kashe. But there is only one kashe, the first kashe. But the first kashe, the Ramban and the Ran say, is not a kashe either. Because there are two methods of Tashbisu, an objective Tashbisu and a subjective Tashbisu. So the objective Tashbisu, the physical destruction, so consists, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Sreipe, and according to Rabbonon, behold of all. And the subjective Tashbisu consists in Bittul. But according to Rashi, whether it's the objective Tashbisu or the subjective Tashbisu, so the Kiyum Mitzvah of Tashbisu takes place before Chatzis, Shor Shishis, not after Chatzis. Alright. Anyway, Tesvis is Chelikam Rashi. And Tesvis, whereas Rashi says that Bittul is implicit in Tashbisu, so Teisa Shite is Bittul is not implicit in Tashbisu. According to Teisves, there is no such thing as a subjective Hashbos. There is no such thing as subjective. There has to be an objective Hashbos. So why is Bittul Midraise effective? So Bittul is mitam hefker. So in other words, Bittul is only a device whereby he precludes, he disposes of the Isar of Bal Yoreh. Because for Bittul it becomes hefker, so it's not his. So Neil is not here Bal Yoreh, but for Bittul is not Mikayim any mitzvah. Mitzvah the Rabbanon, all right, but not in Mitzvah the Reis. Veimari, the Midraise bibitlu be'alme sagye, mitam di me'acha shem bitlu yave epker, v'yotso mirshu seyu muter, mitgamrin avat reish lacherim vishol geveya, v'yod amrinon bin dorim epker bifishleisho, and bitlu does not have to be Bifnishleicho, so mit der Reise in Zorg.
Yes.
You what?
Either
by the Kantash Bissu, either for Bittel or for Sreife.
Yeah, but he also says that the whole reason for Bittel is that would be we should have for the time after. So.
Well, the Ran, he doesn't say it's heftier. He says, the Ran says, and the Ramban says a similar thing. He says, actually, no one should be a Balyoi, because Erev Pesach HaChatzos becomes also Manoi in the Raisi. And the Suranoi is initially, but there is Aloche, Schneid vorim in und beschüsse Shalodom, vorsa akosuf ti Elohim beschüsse. So the Torah considered it beschüsse, it's his, vis-a-vis the love of Balyoi. But actually it's not his. Actually it is Hefker. Without Bittel, it should be Hefker. Because in Suranoi is in Ishale. But it's a special Zeres akosuf. Schneid vorim in und beschüsse Shalodom, wie also ma kosu uf ki ilu heim bir shusi. So mele, when is it also ma kosu uf ki ilu heim bir shusi if he wasn't mevatlet? But if, so in other words, as long as a Jew has a regard for the Chometz, then the Torah is machshivet ki ilu heim bir shusi, even though Bemes is hefker. Bemes is hefker because Isuranoi is hefker. Isuranoi is hefker. And, but, there is a special zirsakosu vis-a-vis the love of Balyoi that it is. So, when is it osnakosu tkubishu say if he was not mivatlet believing? But if he was mevatlet belibei, then it's not osnakos beshusi. So mainly it's hefker, not because the beetle makes it into hefker. That's the difference between the Ran's pshat and Teisev pshat. According to Teisev, so the beetle makes it into hefker. As a matter of fact, there are some of poskim, I don't remember who it is, whether it's the slach, it's hard to remember who it is. But there are many poskim who say, in regard to the question whether bittel can be belev even without verbalizing it, or bittel has to be pedafke. So the Ran mentions the shite that bittel has to be bepe, belev not. In other words, and when the Ramban also mentions that chite, but the Gemara says so there are two possible pshat in mivatli bilibe. One possible pshat in mivatli bilibe is that he doesn't have to be mashmi aliozmat. So mivatli bilibe, in other words, he doesn't have to say it loud enough so that he would be mashmi al yozmat, but he has to verbalize it. And belibe means that he doesn't have to be mashmi al yozmat. He doesn't have to be mashmi al yozmat. Then another pshat in libe is that tzor shivat belibe means that even if he verbalizes, he says, kol chmire uchmire disle birshuse levem vutolin belevek afredare. But we know that in his heart he'll do anything in order to prevent anybody from taking his chometz. So it's not pibili b'shovim. So then it's not effective. So the bittel is null and void. As a matter of fact, the Ran explains why do we say, why did the Chachamim require that every Jew should be Beidik and destroy every piece of chometz he finds? After all, if Midaraisa Bittel is enough, so why did the Chachamim require him to be Beidik and destroy? The answer is, Bittel is enough. If the Bittel is 100% sincere, but suppose he's deceiving himself and deceiving other people, he's with his lips, he gives lip service and he says, all the chometz I own in my possession, I consider as dust of the earth. But at the same time, he's only hoping that once Pesach is over, he'll reacquire it, so then the bittel is no bittel. So that's why the Chachomim required him, no matter what, how sincere he is, but since there might be Jews on the whole who will not make a sincere bittel, it will only be lip service, so even if somebody makes a sincere bittel, he has to be Beidik and destroy anyway, you see. But it goes without saying that if a person will, it goes without saying, I mean, even though it's discussed, I mean, not all the Achreinim say it, but many Rishenim say it, many Rishenim say it, that even if somebody will verbalize a bittel and will say Ke'afra De'are, but if he knows that in his heart he has a regard, he has a high regard for the chometz, so the bittel is not effective. And that's the pshat. That could be the pshat mevatli delibe. Not that it doesn't require a verbalization, but it's all mevatli delibe, that lip service by itself is not enough. It has to be pivi libe shomet. But Enoch Name, it requires a verbalization also. So the Ran and the Ramban say, Menschen Ishite. I mean, they don't agree with that. They hold that Bittel doesn't require a verbalization. Mevatlam Belibe. But they mention Ipshat that it requires a verbalization. And Mevatlam Belibe only means either that it doesn't have to be Mashmiel Yosnov, or that it has to be pivi libe shovi. Lafuke, the case where he, with his lips, he is mevatlet, and in his heart he entertains a regard for it. So then, if it's not pivi libe shovi, so the bittel is not effective. Anyway, many achrim say, I think the Bach says it, so they say that this question that is machlekes rishenim as to whether bittel requires itzoe bipif verbalization or it can be done internally, so is tolo in machlekes Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, that bittel is mitzat hashpisu sashbosis bilev, so it doesn't require a verbalization. But according to Teisves, that bittel is mitam hefker, hefker mamesh. And Teisves even has the kashe, but hefker bifur shleisho, midereise in tzor shleisho, but hefker requires verbalization. You couldn't be mafker for your property belev. So it's certainly not shleisho, but a verbalization, it certainly requires, So it certainly requires some mele, it has to be pedafke. And what's the pshat mevatlam belibe? Either that in sorech lashmi aliosnov, or that it has to be pivi libi shavi. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, so true it becomes hefker, but it's not a regular hefker. It becomes hefker because it's soranoi. But there is one preventive which doesn't allow it to become hefker, because also makosif klin b'shusei, but if he was mikayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, he was mevatel b'libei, then it's not also makosif klin b'shusei, So then it can become hefker even for bittul bilev without its oibibim. So he says, "Or heine time, mishum dinei di mai de habu beshuse di inish, li motz matle kai gavne chomeshane li kisheinu beshuse shalodom. El shosa akosuf kilu beshuse, u mishum hoche bigiluye daitei bi alme de li nichalid leves chuse bigavaye klal sage." Now, so be shleime in respect to Ktanim, we understand it, because the cotton generally does not have mnemonis. But here, because it's midrabonon, so the Chachonim gave him mnemonis. But the Gemara, the Braisa mentions Noshim Vavodim have mnemonis in Yisurim. So even if it had been the Raise, they should have been Emon. Afal gav the Choldova shu biyodom memninoli linoshim v'avodim v'afilu mid Raise di maisim b'cholyeim shonu maminim liisho b'eve el ashkito v'al aniko. Now, why does this say? Now, the Rav Amir mentions five different chittas rishenim in respect to the mnemonis of Noshim Nisurim. But Teisves emphasizes here, Afogav the whole Dova Shu Biodom Memninon Linoshim Beavodim. Why does he say Biodom? And suppose it's not Biodei? Not Biodei, so then they're not Nemon. The answer is because there is an Abaye in Yivomes. The Gemara is as Dachpiches in Yivomes. The Gemara has an Abaye. Whether an Idechot, a man, not just Idechot in general, is Nemon in case of his Chazik Isure, where it's not Biyode. And then many Rishenim Paskin that it's Nifshat, that he's not Nemon. An Idechot is not Nemon in Isurim if it's his Chazik Isure and it's not Biyode. So if it is Biyode, even though it's Ischazik Yisurei, then an Idechot is definitely Nemon. So let's say a person is Nemon to say that the crop of Tvuye that he has, so he took off Tumas HaMaisras. Why? Because he threw it's Ischazik Yisurei, the Isatevel was Ruzak, but it's Biyodei to take off Tumas HaMaisras. But suppose an Idechot will testify on somebody else's crop, where it's not biyodei. Let's say if we say that one could not be tearing mishalei al shel chaverei, so then it's not biyodei. So that's an abaye in Yivomes Dach Piches, whether he's Nemon or he's not Nemon. And many Rishayim Paskin Lechumre, that a Nidachot, even an Ish, has no Nemones in the case of his Chazik Yisurei, and it's not Biyotik. This one all holds a Paskin Smagler. So in Simen Kuf Chop Zayin, Siv Gimel, the Ramo says, V'chol heiched is chazik dova b'yisya, gegen teva, v'chtichas boso she'eno mil minkeres, eino eid nemo nolov latirei, elo im kin biyode lisaknei. Lisaknei, so in other words, but if it's not biyode, and this is chazik isurei, so we pass him, that an idechot is no monis, it requires to aid him share. So Mimele, that's why Tesis emphasizes here, Afokab the whole Dova should be Yodom, Memnimul Noshim Avorim. So Tesis doesn't mean Lafuki if it's not Yodom, so then Noshim Avorim have no monis Nisurim. Tesis Shite is that generally speaking, Noshim and Divma Avorim have the same mnemonics as an ish. General. So Mele, if it's not Ischazik Yisurei, then definitely an ish or even an Eved has mnemonics even without the Ori. But Teisves Paskins that where it is Ischazik Yisurei and not the Ori, then even an ish has no mnemonics. It requires to aid him. So an ish and an eved could not have more mnemones than an ish. So mele, he emphasizes, I forgot the whole dover should be yodom. In the case where it's ischazik isurei, so then if it is biyodom, is nemo. But if it's not biyodom, it's ischazik isurei, so even an ish has no mnemones. So mele, an ish and an eved have no mnemones either. But if it's not Ischazik Yisurei, then definitely that an Isha and Didma and Eved have mnemones without Yod. But Teisves has reference to a case of Ischazik Yisurei, so Mele, if it's Biyodei, an Isha and an Eved is Nemon. That's why if an Isha says that she was Minakeres, let's say, the Bosor from the Chilev, she has nemones, even though it's Ischazik Yisurei, every bosor has chilev, but it's biyodo to do it, so he has nemones. Afal gav bechol dovo oshu biyodom, memninon leilinoshim vavodim, vafilo midraise, dimaisim bechol yein, shonu maminim liisho veyeved al ashrite, valaniko. It's Ischazik Yisurei, but this is biyode, and uviferi kamadir gabe machilosei sheinim yuseya mashma sheseimicholeo liyinchaleu maiseya, because they are the Mishne mentions that iveres al das meishe, so is yeitzei shaloi biksuvi. So the husband can divorce her without giving her iksuvi. So what is iveres al das? So various things are iveres al das. One of the things of Iveres Ladas is if she is machsheles, the husband, bitvorim asuri. In other words, if she gives him peres to eat, she serves him peres, and she didn't take off trumas umaisres from the peres, and he thinks that it was miusar, so she misleads him. So then she has a din of Niveres al Das, and the husband can divorce her without giving her a ksuve. So there the Gemara says that if that if the, so the Gemara implies that the husband is allowed to rely on the wife's testimony, unless she shows herself to be misleading, to be mishakeres. But if she doesn't, if there is no evidence that she misled him, so the husband is allowed to rely on her. It is chazik isure. But why is she in a menace? Because it's beyond to take off tumas and maizes. Ufirik amada gam machalosi shein miusea, mashma sheseimichol leolinyan chale umaizea. Now, of course, he's talking about chale bizman abayis, when without chale it was also midaraisa, you see. Mikolmokei, also the kashi is, why does the Gemara say that noshim va'avodim are nemon to say bodakno? Why? Because midaraisa bitul ba'al mesag. The implication being that if it had involved the midaraisa, so then they wouldn't be nemon, but noshim va'avodim have the same nemones generally like anoshim, and even in the case of ischazik isure, so the anemon if it's biyodei, so even if midaraisa it wouldn't be enough bibitl, so they still should be nemon. Why does Gemara say because midaraisa is bitu ba'amusag? That's Tesis Kashi. So Tesis Teretz is mikol mokim gabi bdikas chometz af or gav biyodom mikol mokim yihave midaraisa loimem ninulu mishum diike tirche yisi rosi vitzorir digdu gozl. Tzorir digdu gozl. So in other words, generally speaking, Tesis Shiti is, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Merchaba and Ramo in Simen Kuf Chof Zayin. There are many shittes. The Rav Amiri himself mentions five different shittes. But Teisve Shite and the Rashbo Shite and the Rosh Shite, that's probably the predominant shittes of Rishayim in respect to Nemones of Noshim. So Teisve Shite is that Noshim and Ibn Avodim generally have the same mnemonis in Yisurim as Anosh, same mnemonis. Now, so if it's Lois Chazik Yisurim, then even without Biyodei they have mnemonis. They have mnemonis to be Matia. And if it's Chazik Yisurim and not Biyodei, so then Anoshim don't have mnemonis either to be Matia. So Anoshim the same thing, Anoshim Avonim. But if it is biyodei, even though it is chazik isurei, anoshim have nemones, so generally noshim v'avodim also have nemones nisurim. So even if it involves the raisa, why does the Gemara say that here only because midaraisa bitul ba'al mesage, otherwise they wouldn't be nemon because it is chazik isurei, but it's biyodei, so they should be nemon. Even if it involved the raise, so this is an exception. Why is this an exception? Because bedikas chometz involves unusual tirche, unusual tirche. So mimele, where it involves unusual tirche, so then noshim atzloniyese, atzloniyese. Now it doesn't mean noshim atzloniyese. So be mazed, they will mislead people, mislead Bezdin, mislead people, and they'll say they searched it thoroughly. And when they know they didn't, chas v'sholem, that they are not choshut, they have a chas v'skashmas. But since noshim atzloni is saying, so mimele they might...